Well, the tradition continues. WJR has covered the Consumer Electronics Show like no one else there in Vegas. It's underway, and the one and only Guy Gordon, our WJR tech correspondent, is out there once again. Guy, Happy New Year. I hope you had a nice holiday. You and Gail had a wonderful time visiting with family and friends.
Yeah. Yeah, lots of good time with the grandkids. And now, you know, what better way to kick off the new year than getting to demo the latest and greatest new technology?
Yeah, we're all ears. WJR CES Report with Guy Gordon is brought to you by Scheffler and Gentex. The one thing I noticed from a note you had earlier, Guy, is that the big three are not there, but the Chinese autos are and maybe others. But remember the time when the big three were there so much they had Alan Mulally as the speaker, the keynote speaker, twice? And yeah, we thought, oh, my God, they're going to hurt our Detroit Auto Show, then known as the North American International Auto Show. So now you're telling me it's a complete turnaround and none of our American car makers are there?
We have, I got it, it's crazy. The companies, the automotives that are here, are the ones that can't sell their vehicles in the United States. It's Great Wall Motors from China. It's Geely. It's BYD. They know you've got journalists from over 200 countries here, so they still want to show at CES, even though they can't sell their products in the United States. And
wow,
yes, you know, when you and I first started coming here, GM, Ford, and Chrysler, Stellantis wanted to rebrand themselves as technology companies. And they've apparently abandoned that, at least within this context. Now, their suppliers are here showing some really incredible stuff. Tier two people are here showing incredible stuff. And the autonomous automobile, that really got kickstarted with a new chip from NVIDIA that was announced in the past 12 hours. And it will bring a chip that is a GPU that is five times more powerful than what the predecessor was. And that can do great things in an automotive context for autonomy.
We have breaking news with Guy Gordon, our WJR tech correspondent, live from the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. And you talk about autonomous driving, getting that kickstart from the leap of the A1 AI processing and learning. And you say something about a windshield from LG that's pretty amazing.
My God. This is incredible. So, Paul, imagine if you could take a very thin Mylar video screen that is transparent, but you can transpose video elements into it, and you place it between, let's say, two panes of glass and make a windshield out of it. Now, it's totally transparent when you're in manual driving. Important information will be illuminated in that windshield smartly, so it's not a distraction. Vehicle conditions, the weather at your destination, weather you may encounter during your drive, blind spot. You can see your blind spot will be illuminated in the lower part of your windshield. It will track your eyes to make sure you're keeping your eyes on the road and give you alerts on the windshield if you get distracted. So all that happens in a manual context, including navigational cues. Now, it's no longer transparent when you're in fully autonomous mode because you don't need to look outside. So now you can take a video call, talk to your kids, do a business meeting, watch a movie, play games. Or one of the things they showed is that as you go into a tunnel, it will turn the walls of the tunnel into like a fairy universe with virtual reality. And it's crazy. And I've got a video of it on our website at WJR.com where I walk you through their demonstration. Really well done by LG. But it gives you a window, no pun intended, into what our future is.
I got to tell you, I never say never. That's what I say, never say never. I can't imagine flipping a switch so that I can't see out anymore and I have an opaque windshield. Even though I'm not driving, I still like to know. If I get behind a truck now and can't see what's in front of me, it bothers me. I like to know what's going on. But maybe that'll all change when the car is doing all of the thinking and all of the driving. And something that we've talked about around here before is the road surfaces and what role they will play. And I understand there's now some kind of software that can monitor the road surface?
So I was talking to some experts about this. And remember when we talked about smart roads, that we were going to turn Michigan Avenue and it was you're going to be able to charge your vehicle and your vehicle would talk to the infrastructure.
Right.
Because you cannot monetize it because you can't get the financing for it from municipalities or governments because of the costs involved. That's kind of been abandoned. But what they are talking about now is onboard sensors that will do the warnings for you. Or through navigation apps, you will be able to warn that, hey, there's ice here. AAA, there are agencies that are collecting all that data, and they will send it to your car and warn you on road to your trip. But there's also going to be sensors in the car that can warn you when you're in danger of hydroplaning, for instance, when your tires are no longer dispersing the water the way they need to. And it will rejigger the driving characteristics, slow you down a little bit, so that it will preemptively do this even before you can react. And that will keep you from going into a spin.
Fabulous. Guy Gordon out at the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas, live with us right now. And for people who wondered why, with all that area on top of a roof, we weren't trying to take advantage of it with the sun, apparently there are some new solar panels for the roof of your car.
They're solar injected. And part of the problem was, is that
what's solar that mean? Panels, what does that mean?
Well, so you can bend the solar cells easier. You can put them into a roof line that can be put on top of an existing roof line. It will be easier, not so many design compromises, not so many manufacturing compromises with injection molding. And so that's kind of the new wrinkle there. I'm curious, and I haven't seen it yet or seen the demonstration, just how much power you're going to be able to squeeze out of a panel that size, and whether it's going to meaningfully change, you know, the range of your vehicle, or it'll probably drive maybe some of the onboard telematics and things like that, or maybe give you some backup power. I'm curious as to really how much it's going to enhance what you've got in EV. But it was an interesting piece of tech that they're showing here for the first time.
WJR's Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas with Guy Gordon, brought to you by Scheffler and Gentex. And I understand Gentex has improved the Humble windshield visor.
Oh, my gosh. And it's so simple in its concept. When you bring down the windshield visor now, you lose vision space, right? The top part of your vision is going to be obstructed. They now have transparent window visors that are adjustable to eliminate glare. It can also act as a vanity mirror if you want it to. It is like three things in one. We're going to be taking a look at it about 15 minutes from now. And Gentex also, I got to tell you, this is a company that's very vision-oriented. They've also got glasses and headsets now for the visually impaired. And tomorrow, Paul, we're going to talk about how we make people with disabilities and improve their lives through technology. That may be the most underreported and most interesting story I see here at CES. That as we get older, how we make aging more tolerable, and for the disabled, how we make life more livable.
We'll be anxious for that tomorrow here in Focus with Guy. I guess the tech sector must be anticipating rolling blackouts, because apparently home energy storage systems are the rage, more so than generators.
So that's, well, they're actually, you know, a lot of folks can't afford a whole home generator. What we're seeing is generators of varying sizes, some as small as a toaster, that let's say you have a blackout. You can plug your fridge into that and you can get 6 hours of power. And by the end of that, hopefully, the power will be back on. And it's scalable. So if you need more time than that, you can get supplemental battery modules and you can patch those on. You can also put it on wheels and take it to a tailgate and power your TV and maybe make pancakes, you know, whatever you want to do. So it can serve a variety of lifestyle things. But it's, yeah, they must know something we don't, because home battery storage is the rage here. And we've got a video on that as well at WJR.com.
We'll look at WJR.com. Finally, and very quickly, because I got to know, what in the world, Guy, is the Skin Smart Shower?
So, yes, there are interesting technologies here. And then there are things that are so indulgent and so over the top that they're just dumb. If this is a shower that will assess whether or not your skin is properly hydrated, Paul, and then it will adjust the pH of the water that will shower down upon you, maybe inject some hydrating ingredients into that so that your skin will get a treatment while you're taking a shower. I can't imagine. I mean, you and I would just ask our spouses, hey, could you slap some goo on my back so that I'm not itching so much?
Or how much is that? But that's another story.
Exactly.
Guy Gordon, we'll look forward to talking with you tomorrow. Our WJR tech correspondent and the Consumer Electronics Show report with Guy in Vegas live, brought to you by Scheffler and Gentex. Have fun. It looks like you've got some more great things lined up for you coming up in just a few minutes, Guy. Thanks.
All right. We'll see you on JR Afternoon and tomorrow on Focus.
We continue on WJR.